All right, let's do it.
It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.
Stories behind the singers, the songs. It is the Flashback on a Friday, brought to you by Visit Cleburne. And as we are on a tax-free weekend in Texas and all weekend long, in fact, kicking off with Mark Phillips this afternoon, we got songs about money, or lack thereof, or having just a little bit. And that leads us to
1976
and a little Eddie Rabbit in economic sense.
And I've got $2 in the jukebox, $5 in a bottle,
$2,
ten more just in the jukebox. Don't do the trick.
$2 in the jukebox, written and recorded by, in part by, the great Eddie Rabbit, and Even Stevens is frequent collaborator and movie friend. More on that in a minute. But yeah, it came out in fall of 1976. Third single from the album Rocky Mountain Music, which was really Eddie Rabbit's coming out party in the Nashville scene. And it hit number three. Not number two for $2, but number three ultimately on the Billboard charts. But written by Eddie and Even Stevens. And this was one of the songs that they churned out during a three-day songwriting binge that also produced another big hit. In fact, Eddie's first number one, Drinking My Baby Off My Mind. And that's what got Eddie Rabbit initially to Nashville. He became a songwriter. In fact, famously, it started out with writing Kentucky Rain, big hit for Elvis Presley. That'll get you noticed. And then by 1975, a year before this song came out, got a big record deal with Elektra Records. Started churning out things quickly. In fact, for the second year of that, he came out with his second studio album there. And it had that on it, Drinking My Baby Off My Mind, $2 in the Jukebox, and several other hits, too. So this kickstarted it for him, and by early 1977, mainly off the success of this particular song and album, ACM's named Eddie Rabbit top new male vocalist of the year. That got him a spot there, opening up on the road for Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. That put him in the crossover appeal range, and with his buddy, the new the movie side, Even Stevens, became friends with Clint Eastwood, got on some movie soundtracks, and well, the rest was history. We lost him way too young, but on a weekend where we save at least 0.825% on some things, here we go. Let's plop those saved $2 into the jukebox.
I've got $2 in the jukebox.